defender Miles Robinson. Miles, I'm going to spotlight you real quick. Then we will open the floor to questions. And I'll go to Zach Klein for our first question. Zach, you should be able to unmute now.
Hey, Miles and Zach with the ABC station in Atlanta. Good seeing you. At the end of the day, what was the number one reason you decided for this next chapter in your career? And what will you miss most about Atlanta?
It's hard to say if I have a number one reason. I think after, you know, numerous conversations with my friends and family and, you know, conversations with myself, I felt like this was the move that best fit me. And I'm very excited for it. And what am I going to miss in Atlanta? Just, you know, some of the close friends that I, you know, became very close with and that I kind of grew up with out there. That's probably what I'm going to miss most.
We'll take our next question from Andy Diosa. Andy, you should be able to unmute now.
Thanks. Hey, Miles. You talked about, obviously, it being the best fit for you. There's a lot talked about, obviously, about the jump going to Europe and different things like that. But you talked about it a little bit already. What, I guess, intrigues you about the success that Cincy has had over the last season and just kind of the progression that the project has had, and also being stateside in such an important year with hopes of being on the national team for the Copa America in the summer?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, there's a great team, great fan base, and it's just a great organization as a whole. So I think looking at it from that type of perspective, it was something that I was really excited about, and I'm definitely excited to be here in Cincinnati. And yeah, obviously being stateside, it's always nice when you don't have to travel much for those international camps. But yeah, hopefully the idea is, you know, have one of my best seasons, if not the best season of my career, and hopefully you know, help the U.S. in those competitions.
We'll go to Henry Aguita for our next question. Henry, you should be able to unmute now.
Hey, Miles. Henry Aguita, Dirty South Soccer. Two questions for you. First, what are your goals for this year, both for club and country? And then second, was Cincinnati's tactical formation, a tactical setup, maybe their formation kind of part of your decision to join them? Do you feel like their setup suits the way you like to play better than maybe the way you were playing in Atlanta?
Yeah, I mean, I think, the formation, it didn't have a big, you know, aspect of my decision. It wasn't a big aspect, but, I think, you know, with the coaching staff and the players here, I think I'm set up for success here. Yeah, like I said, I'm very excited for this year. I think in general, I want to have the best year of my career, and that's definitely a goal I have this season. Yeah.
We'll go to Ryan for our next question. Ryan, you should be able to unmute now.
Thank you. Miles, I just want to ask kind of just from a personal perspective, what was the free agency process like? You know, it's not something that us in other jobs really go through. You know, when we're looking for a job, we don't go on Twitter and see people criticizing where we're going or begging us to join their team or anything like that. So just for you, like, what was that whole process like, and what was the approach as you kind of navigated all the different choices you could make heading into this offseason?
Yeah, I think it's kind of a rare position to be in as a player in the MLS. I didn't take it for granted. I was kind of grateful for it. And I enjoyed the process, you know, wholeheartedly. It was an interesting experience for me, but just to have the opportunity to almost decide where I end up is something, you know, I didn't take for granted. And I'm 100% happy with my decision. And I'm, you know, eager to start the season.
We'll go to Will Gittins for our next question. Will, you should be able to unmute now.
Thanks for your time. You came up against this Cincinnati team as an opposition player last year, as a defender. From that perspective, what made them difficult to play against? What were their real strengths for you?
Yeah, I think they're very organized defensively. You know, a team that works hard together, that works, you know, united and fights for each other. And obviously they have great players offensively, defensively. That can be very tough to play against. But just in general, you know, their consistency throughout the year is something that, you know, I definitely took note of as well.
We'll take our next question from Doug Roberson. Doug, you should be able to unmute now.
Thank you, Miles. Two questions. Did getting to play more games on grass at Cincinnati factor into your decision to leave Atlanta United? And secondly, you faced Thiago Almada many, many times in training. What makes him so dangerous to try to defend?
Yeah, I think the fact that Cincinnati has grass is something that I appreciate. I think the majority of players in the league would rather play on grass, and I think they have a great stadium here in Cincinnati, so I'm excited to play in it as a home team member. And yeah, obviously Thiago is a great player. You know, so dynamic, so quick. You know, very technical. Yeah, just his movements and his thought process. He thinks, you know, so much faster than most players on the pitch, which that's what makes him, you know, one of the best players in the league.
We'll go to Christian Moraes for our next question. Christian, you should be able to unmute.
Hello, Miles. You're coming off a good season in Atlanta, and you are going to the best team in the Eastern Conference in the last regular season. Is this transfer also intended to keep you at the top with a view to call up to the Copa America? Thanks.
Yeah, for me, I think it was a decision that I made, you know, based on, you know, my family, myself. And after speaking with a lot of the staff with the national team, it was just about me, you know, continuing to play at the highest level, no matter where I play at. And whenever I get called in with that team, continuing to show, you know, my best self on and off the pitch. And if that all goes well, I pretty much have to, you know, I have to continue to play well in these kind of circumstances. And if that happens, who knows? Hopefully I can continue to get called in and all that.